Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next... Well, I'll be here for 3 hours. We've got, first of all, we've got Siri going to talk to us in just a minute, and then between one and two we'll have Cindy McLeish talking to us, and then we'll also have Choice Tunes coming up between two and three. So great afternoon. Hope you'll be with us. But first of all, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we've got with us Siri, and I'm talking to Renee. She's with the Siri training and Hubs team. How are you, Renee?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, Alan. Thanks for having me on board today.
Not a problem. We've just had a few little problems technically. We seem to, the last few weeks, have a little couple of problems using the different platforms. But anyway, let's not worry about it. You're here, I'm here. So first of all, Renee, I've got to ask you, how long have you been with Siri yourself?
I've been with Siri coming up to nearly 5 years now. So I'll be nearly, coming up into my fifth year working in the training and Hubs department. I started off as a pre-accredited trainer and now I'm a coordinator looking after three programs.
Sounds terrific to me. As we go through in the next hour, I want to cover just a few of the programs, because the last few months we've just tagged them on a bit, and I know you run a lot of training programs. But first of all, tell us about these three. First of all, what are the three programs that you're involved with?
Yeah, so I run, the first of my programs I run is pre-accredited programs. So that's, I suppose, programs that... It doesn't give you a qualification like a certificate 1, 2, or 3, but it's more like a pathway program. So maybe if you haven't worked or studied for a while, or maybe if you just need some support in getting into the accredited qualification, we have a suite of programs that run every day of the week that can support you into doing that. Or maybe that you have, maybe there's some learners out there or some people out there that have some, they have a carer or they have some learning challenges.
Yep.
We have a range of everyday programs such as everyday cooking or everyday community, everyday maths, English, and these programs can help people just, pathway potentially into further opportunities of study or work or volunteering.
Renee, with any of those programs, when you sign up, like you say they're on every day, but how long would a person be involved with those programs?
It's up to the individual. So the programs are term and semester based. So
right.
Some people stay with us for the semester, which is 6 months. Some people stay with us for the whole year. It just really depends on the individual and what their personal goals are. It's really an individual thing.
And so they're more... Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut across. Yeah. They're more sort of basic skills, aren't they, rather than at the end you've got a qualification and you can go and look for a job.
Correct. They're more basic skills, and it's more of a pathway to set you up into maybe heading into a course that would give you a qualification, or heading into a job, or maybe heading into some volunteering options as well.
All right, so we'll come back and talk about that little bit later. So... what else are you responsible for, Renee?
So I look after a program which I've been running for the last 4 years, and what I sort of started when I started working for Theory, and that's called First Impressions Clothing Exchange.
We love that. I'm a terrific supporter of that.
Yeah, or FICE, which is the acronym, I suppose. And we have two locations at our Yarra Junction Community Hub and our Lilydale space at John Street, and we also have a couple of little racks at our Chernside Park Community Hub. And I suppose this space and this program is about supporting women back into work or study, but also supporting women maybe just into getting some clothes for every day as well. We're open to the general public, so anyone can come and shop with us. So from a sustainable point of view, we encourage the public to come and either donate their clothing to us or shop with us. But, people might just need some confidence building. So people can come and be a part of the program just to get some confidence. They might just want to develop some friendships. They might just want to develop some community, develop sort of more connection with community. Or they might want to get those skills to actually get a job. So depending on where people are at in their life, we support them in that process.
And I've said this many a times, there's a lot of ladies who knocked off to have children and probably never expected to ever go back to work, but with COVID and high interest rates and all of the stuff that we know about, all of a sudden find themselves in a situation where they just have to go back to work, don't they?
Yeah, and there's a lot of, I suppose, isolation there, you know, with women. Maybe they've, you know, separated from partners, or they've been single mums. There's been a lot of mental health over the last few years, especially with COVID. People are at a loss. They don't sometimes feel a sense of community or have a lot of friendships. And that's where we're really inclusive with FICE. So there's no, we don't sort of, there's no barriers or anything stigmas. Like that. We accept everyone, or stigmas. We accept everyone for who they are. And we base the program around the individual. So it's very soft, very learner-centric. So it's about what the individual needs to get on their journey. And we've had some amazing results. And, you know, most recently we had a lady that, you know, only new to the country and was looking for work and came and volunteered with us or part of our program for 5 weeks and now is working as a bookkeeper locally part-time.
Oh, so,
yeah.
And the other thing is too, I believe that in that, you will also help them with either interview skills and also help with their CV, because a lot of these ladies, probably the CVs that they've got are way outdated.
Exactly. So we'll help with styling, so with helping you prepare what to look for, what to dress for the interview, how to, your CV, your resume, also maybe how to you know, do some mock interview questions, all of the, just ease your nerves, all of that sort of stuff. And by volunteering or being mentored in that space, you know, you're actually practicing for everyday work and you're getting into those good, healthy habits of working with other people, working in the team environment, practicing those employability skills. It doesn't mean you need to actually work in retail. Like I said, the other lady ends up working in bookkeeping, but you're just getting into those healthy habits and those healthy routines. And it just gives you that confidence to then make the next step and venture out.
And I've said this many times, you shouldn't be judged, but particularly with using the first impression clothing. If somebody turns up looking a bit raggedy as opposed to someone who turns up looking a bit better dressed, people do make a decision based on that, don't they?
Unfortunately, they do. And we work with a lot of Workforce Australia agencies that send their clients to us saying, you know, can you just please help our client, you know, present for the job interview. And it's amazing the difference that, you know, and our clothing is very high quality secondhand clothing. We have lots of amazing brands. We're very grateful to the community that donates the clothing to us, and we always encourage that. But it's amazing the difference that a woman will feel when she's dressed, you know, nicely and she feels good about herself. It doesn't take much.
Now, Renee, I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the hours seem that you never win, that's when the green should start. You gotta have heart. Mustn't sit around alone. Nothing soft is better than it ever seems. Just wait next year and hope. When your luck is better than zero.
nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Here's a corker of a tune, one that I'm sure was written about my brother Philip, who happens to be over here, actually. Philip Sobrano. This song's called...
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Here of LAFM 99.1, baby.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Renee from Siri. And I've got to keep on emphasising that Siri is C-I-R-E. And the reason I say that, at about 5 to 1, Renee will give you the contact details, but you just need to realise that it's C-I-R-E. Renee, we've talked about two of your programs. You've still got another one called Reconnect.
Yeah, so like I mentioned before, Reconnect is it's a free support program sort of helping locals reconnect with training, employment and life. So it's based on, I suppose, LGA. So we look after Siri, we look after the Maroondah and the Yarra Rangers and the Kandinia LGA. And it's ongoing support for people aged 17 to 64 that maybe haven't studied or worked for 6 months, but they would like that support to do that. So there's some brokerage attached to it. It's a free, like I said, it's a free program. It goes for 18 months. And the team provides a range of mentorship, including referrals to other support services based on the participants' needs, such as mental health, housing, that sort of stuff. And the we help, you know, expand the participants' social networks and connect them with community and job readiness. So they might we might provide access to different training if that's what they want to do a certificate to in education or horticulture or something like that, or they need help accessing work and they, you know, they need to get a white card or a first aid certificate and they need help with their resume and a uniform. That's where Reconnect can sort of help with that brokerage.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really, really good program, and the fact that they get a support person to help them along, you know, every step of the way that they can check back in with, and refer them to other sort of organisations if they need to. It just means that they're set up for success.
Well, also, as we were saying before, if it's somebody that's been out of the workforce for a number of years, you really, you know, I guess one of the problems could be confidence. And if they get a bit of training and a bit of help, all of a sudden the confidence comes back. They're on their way, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly right. And the good thing about the Reconnect program, for those that might be listening, is that it's not affected by, you know, if you're on Centrelink or anything like that, it doesn't affect any of those payments. If you are with a Workforce Australia provider, it is actually a recognised activity. So you get points when you have to job search and do different things. So it's an actual recognised activity with your Workforce Australia provider. And there's also different eligibilities, you know, if you're an asylum seeker or if you've been out of home care and, you know, if you've done people and all that sort of stuff. So there's all different eligibilities. But you can go onto our website and make an inquiries on our website if you were interested in finding out more about that program. But like I said, we've had great success supporting people, you know, back into work and study through this Reconnect program.
Renee, in that training and the Reconnect, is there any cost to the participant?
No, so there's no cost. We actually help provide the cost. So, like I said, there's brokerage, which is like funding, that is provided to each participant. So that then allows the participant to, you know, sign up to a course or, you know, it helps pay for things that they might need to get them into that course or to get them into that job. For example, they might need, you know, to get into a job these days, you need a police check, you need a working with children's check, you need sometimes a first aid all those things alone can be quite a few hundred dollars. So that's where Reconnect can help with the brokerage side of it and support that person into getting those qualifications to get that job or to get that course.
Yeah, I mean, that's that particularly if we're, and I guess we're talking mainly ladies here, but if they're trying to get back in the workforce, they're generally trying to get back because of the financial situation they're in. So it's pretty hard if they'd have to pay as well. So it's terrific that it's going to cost them nothing.
Yeah, so there's, I mean, it's not an infinite bucket, but there is, like I said, some funding there to support them, you know, accessing those services. And the thing with Reconnect is it's for men or women. So whilst FICE or First Impressions obviously is a clothing store for women, Reconnect, we have men and women on the program, and we obviously support both. So anyone can, as long as you're aged between 17 and 64, and you meet the eligibility criteria, can inquire about joining the Reconnect program if that's something that thinks that, you know, might be suitable, and you're looking at getting back into work or study.
Renee, just one other thing that we need to do. You've just brought up again FICE or the First Impression. I know it's only for ladies, but and that's if they need it to get back in the workforce and all that. But it's also, and I don't like to use the word op shop, because a lot of people have the impression of some op shops are just, you know, some pretty rough old stuff you get. But it can, any lady can go in there. They don't have to be financially down, do they? They can actually go in there and buy clothes as well.
We encourage the public to come and shop with us because from a sustainability point of view, I mean, the cost of living is just crazy. It gives the ladies that are being mentored and in the program to practice their skills, obviously, on the public. And we have some fantastic clothes there. And, I mean, to date, this year, we've taken nearly 3 tonne of donations from the public.
3 tonne?
Sustainability. Yep,
3 tonne. Which would have probably gone to landfill.
Correct. So we really would. We have some amazing brands, like fantastic brands, Takuba, Witchery, Lana Hill, Country Road, you name it. And we're really, really reasonably priced, very reasonably priced. We like to call ourselves a thrift shop, not an op shop. And yeah, we'd love people to come and, you know, shop with us. We're now open on a Saturday at our Lilydale store. Because you can get some I shop there. We get some amazing things. And it's, you know, better on your hip pocket financially and better for the environment too.
Yeah, and also, as you said, on the hip pocket, and let's be honest, if everything that we read says that a lot of the families are under stress, so if you can go and buy some really nice clothes at rock bottom prices, you can't do much better than that.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, you know, by selling the clothes, the money goes back into, we're a not-for-profit, goes directly back into the programs and supporting the women into those fabulous outcomes of, you know, building their resilience, building their independence, building them getting a job or study, and building their confidence. And that's what it's all about.
Terrific. Got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
And how she was before the years flew by. And how
talking to Renee from Siri down in, well, they're based in Lilydale, but they've got quite a number of programs, and we've been talking about some of them, A First Impression, Reconnect, and various things that they've got going on. But around now, or coming up fairly soon, they have this Twilight Market. There's always plenty of stalls, they tell me, plenty of coffee and food as well. And with Christmas coming up, Renee, tell us all about it, please, when it is and what we could get.
Yeah, so it'll be coming up this coming Friday, the 1st of December. So from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. It'll be at our Chirnside Park Community Hub, which is 33 Kimberley Drive, Chirnside Park. It's one of our, you know, our main events to sort of cap off the year. We've got over 100 stalls, I think about 120 stall holders.
Gee whiz.
Which is great for the community, local stall holders, food trucks. Feist will be there selling clothes as well. We'll have also, you know, some Siri stalls. The school will be there. They, the kids from the school often make things and sell it there as well and donate it back to certain charities. So, you know, it's a great way to get some Christmas gifts as well and support local businesses. So it's a,
Who are probably doing it tough at the moment?
Definitely. It's just such a lovely event. We always draw an amazing crowd. And, yeah, it's just lovely to support local businesses, local small businesses, you know, come out with a family, have something to eat, sit on the on our deck, have a little shop and get some Christmas presents.
And, as you say, support. And a lot of those presents will be at a reasonable price, and you're supporting local people as well.
Exactly. People that have made these products and, you know, are just trying to make a little business for themselves. I definitely love going for a shop when I'm there. I buy a few things for Christmas, so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
So that's this Friday night, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Chirnside Community Hub.
Yep, 33 Kimberley Drive, Chirnside Park.
Right. Now, you're also going to be busy people. You've also got a Lilydale Street Market coming up as well.
Yeah, so Lilydale are having their annual fair and festival on the Saturday, which will be the 2nd, and that's from 10:30 till 4 o'clock. And so we'll have some stalls there as well. So Feist, well, First Impressions Clothing Exchange, will have a stall there, so we'll be selling some clothes. And Siri will have a few stalls there as well, so you can come and say hi to us. And there'll also be some, again, local businesses and local selling, you know, their products as well. So there'll be two sort of things for you to choose from over the weekend and start getting stocking fillers for Christmas.
You can start, you can be out Friday night spending money and Saturday again.
Exactly.
All right, Renee, we've just got to take another quick break, but I will say anybody who's interested in what we've been talking about today, and we've still got more to talk about yet, please have a piece of paper and pencil ready at about 5 to 1, and Renee will give you all the contact details.
History. Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Renee, I know we're all looking forward to the Christmas break. It's coming up fairly quickly. But I guess if you're a parent and you need to have, if not you're already, you need to have somewhere worked out for where your child's going to go next year to school. And I know that while Siri is, it's not a specialist, it's not a special school, it's a specialist school. So I guess people need to be able to really think about it and start to enrol. And of course, you've got your new campus coming up in the new year too, haven't you?
Yes, we do. So we're lucky to have acquired the Mombok campus. So that'll be opening up next year and welcoming new students. So currently we have our campuses at Berwick, Lilydale and Yarra Junction. And next year we'll be taking students and enrolling in Mombok. So that's really exciting news. So that we'll be able to sort of take on more students. And there's been lots of interest and inquiries for our school, which is really exciting. So they've been quite busy finishing up at the end of the year with our students, running orientation days for all new sites for 2024, and finishing up some wonderful programs just to set the students up for success for next year.
But I guess it's if you haven't got yourself enrolled, they've got to do it fairly quickly, don't they? Because I guess it's filling fast.
Yes, because we only take a limited number of spots, and they do fill up very, very quickly. So they can go onto our website and make inquiries. But yes, they do fill up very, very quickly.
And I guess one of the other things to do is that if you don't get going soon, while there still might be vacancies in certain levels, you'll get to the stage where there's no room left in particular year one. And the other thing is, I understand, and I think we've discussed this either with you or other people, that each individual child gets their own learning sort of program, don't they? It's not just one all fits all.
No. Each child gets their own learning plan, and they're supported, through that.
Terrific. Definitely. And I think when I was talking to someone last month, the formals were coming along, weren't they? And also there must be coming up at the graduations at the moment too.
Yeah, I think graduations are coming up, so that'll be happening shortly. So that's really something they're looking forward to. They're at the moment, the students are currently undertaking the Changing Gears program, which is designed to assist young people to gain their LPLATES. So some young people can be a bit nervous in doing that. I know my 16-year-old son was a bit nervous doing that. So that's a great way just to support the young people to do that activity, because it can be a bit daunting.
What do they actually do in that, Renee?
So just to support them to get online and actually complete the activities of actually going through the process. And because some young people don't have access to a laptop at home or to the devices to actually complete the course.
And I know while Siri don't offer it, if they come along and do that with you, there are programs about like L to P and all that, where the young person can get the 100 hours up using a council car or whoever runs the program, because not every young person has got the facility, particularly in people that haven't got the money. Some of them don't have the cars to be able to do the 100 hours in.
Yeah, correct. That's right. Yep.
All right. Go.
No, that's okay.
No, you go.
Oh, then I was going to say, then next week the students are going to be working on gaining some skills in first aid, barista, white card, and these are designed to support them to get some employment potentially over the school holidays as well.
Sounds good. All right, we'll take one quick break now. When we come back, please have your paper and pencil ready, and Renee will give you, after we've had another little talk, we'll give you all the contact details. talking to Renee from Siri, and we've been talking about different sorts of programs they've been running. We've talked about their first impressions, and of course, must mention the Twilight Market again this Friday night between 4 and 8 p.m. at the Churnside Community
this
Hub.
Friday.
There's plenty of. What do I say?
This Friday, so it's the following, the 1st of December.
Righto, sorry about that. Friday week.
That's okay.
Friday week, and you can go down there, particularly support the local traders, and some of them are very small traders, and they've certainly got doing it fairly tough, and you can also get some Christmas presents. But Renee, apart from all that, you've just brushed over them a little bit. You also run plenty of training programs. You've just mentioned the first aid and that, but anybody can go along and pay for some of these training, can't they?
Yeah, we do. We're a registered RTO at Siri, so we do have short courses, work skill courses such as first aid, RSA, etc.
And then Renee, can I just stop you? You need to explain them, not just use RSA. I know what that means, but not everyone does.
Sorry, responsible service of alcohol.
Yep. And if you want to work in a pub or a club, you've got to have one, don't you?
You do have to have that. If you want to work in a pub or a club, you have to have your responsible serving of alcohol. You can get your first aid certificate with us, or you can do a more of an in-depth course, such as you could do a Certificate 3 in Early Childhood and Education, or a Certificate 3 in Community Services, or a Diploma in Community Services. We have lots of different options that you can jump on our website and have a look and make inquiries online to see what suits you. And one of our lovely team, we're happy to talk through about the course and what it involves, how long it is, and all that sort of information as well.
And from what I read in the paper, and I'm going on what I read, if you do a childhood course, early childhood or aged care, providing you half reasonable, you're going to get a job, aren't you?
Look, they're very much in-demand courses, so definitely. So a Certificate 3 in Early Childhood Education and Care, definitely a Certificate 3 in Individual Support. They're very much in demand. And a lot of times you can get work whilst you're studying. So you can get through a certain amount of modules and then you can gain employment and keep studying because they are such in-demand industries.
And
you can get traineeships as well.
Sorry. And part of your training is you often have to work in some of these places, but at the moment I believe they're even paying them to do, you know, while you're training.
Yeah, you can get traineeships in early childhood education and care, for example, where you might actually be working in the childhood early childhood centre and then studying as well.
And I've read the other day, I can't remember who it was, whether it's a police or someone, was suggesting that everybody should do first aid because I think the other day some person collapsed in the street and it was only the fact that somebody in the vicinity knew first aid that saved their life, otherwise they'd have been dead.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. So you can do, with us, you can do first aid as an individual, but for anyone that maybe is in a work environment or has a business, we can actually do it as, you know, in a group too. So if you're running a business and you want to get all your employees first aid trained, or you're a part of a business and you're listening to this and you think, hey, we need to get first aid trained, we can facilitate that for you as well.
And I know I've said this before, but I know it's true that some people don't want to get involved in a situation like they're frightened they could be sued and all sorts of things. But I'm told there's the Good Samaritans Act and there's about two other acts of parliament that they won't allow, that you can't be sued. As long as you do what you've been trained to do, you don't have to worry about that looming over your shoulders.
Yeah, I think so. I believe that to be true. I think as long as you're trying to do what you,
As long as you act within what you've been trained to do, because I know some people say, oh, no, I might get sued, but I believe the Good Samaritan Act, and there's another, I think there's at least two or three acts that providing you're doing what you've been trained to do, you can't be sued. Renee, give us some contact details, please, phone numbers and everything you've got, because let people get hold of you and see what's going on.
Yeah, so our website is www.com. siri.org.au. And that, like I said before, that's Siri with a C. Some people sometimes call us Sire, but we are Siri. Yep. So that's www.siri.org.au. And you can also call us on 1300 835 235.
That's 1300 835 235. Now, what about the other social medias?
So we are on Facebook. So with First Impressions, we are just under First Impressions Clothing Exchange on Facebook, if you wanted to find out more about us on there. And if you wanted to find out about Siri Services, it's just Siri Services on Facebook as well.
Sounds terrific. Do those Facebook pages have links back to your website or not?
So they do. All of the Facebook pages have links back to our website. So First Impressions, for example, has all links back to our website, has lots of pictures and articles about all the things that we do and how you can get involved with our opening hours, and same with our Siri Services Community Hubs page, that's on Facebook, or our Siri Services Incorporated page as well.
What hours are the First Impressions open? And give us the addresses of the three places, please, Renee.
Yeah. Okay, so our Yarra Junction First Impression is in, it's at Yarra Junction, so that's Warburton, the Warburton Highway, Yarra Junction.
On the left-hand side as you go.
Yeah, on the left-hand
side. Near the lights.
Yeah, just near the lights, just next to the post office.
Yep.
And that's open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5pm.
Yep.
And our Lilydale office is Level 1, 7 to 9 John Street, Lilydale, and that's just next to Services Australia.
Yep.
And FICE is open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and then we're also open on a Saturday, 10 till 2.
That's terrific. And again, we just need to remind the ladies that you don't have to be poor to be able to go to this op shop, to this shop. It's not an op shop. Because you can just use it to buy really nice clothes cheaply, can't you?
I like to say we're the best kept secret in Lilydale and Yarra Junction. We have some amazing, amazing clothes at amazing, like our prices start at $4. You probably won't find anything over maybe $30 there, and that's probably because it's brand new and it was maybe a couple of hundred bucks. But our prices are mostly around $5, $10 for good brands. So you can really get an outfit, and I'm talking shoes, top, bottom, and a bag, probably for $30. And I don't know where you can get that anywhere.
I was going to say, you can't, or some of these clothes, as you say, are worth $100. You normally can't buy much for $30 to out-rig a lady, can you?
No, and we're absolutely happy to help you, style you, help pick things out for you. Really, really top quality clothing at amazing prices. And, yeah, we just encourage everyone to shop sustainably. And then, like I said, it helps the program and us to support women to empower them for brighter futures, because that's what we're all about, just empowering women and supporting the community.
Sounds good. Now, the other thing is, just quickly, you just need to mention that if the lady it hasn't got the money and is trying to get back into the workforce, or I guess just feels really down because times are pretty tough, the shop can help them, can't they, through another program?
Yeah, we definitely can help them. We always can help them. People just can come in and reach out to us, and we'll always help people in need. And if we can't, we'll always do our best to refer to the services that can help as well.
Yep. And if you need, let's be honest, the CV of today isn't the CV of 20 years ago. It's got to have these little words in it that trip the computer or something. So if you need hand with that, I'm sure that Siri through the First Impressions can help you with that as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Righto, Renee, it's just about time for me to go. The phone number again, please, and the email address. Yeah, so your website, website. Yeah.
So the website is www.siri, which is CIRE.org.au, and our number is 1300 835 235.
and Friday week between 4 and 8 p.m. down the Chirnside Community Hub for the Twilight Market. And they told me there's going to be, well, 100 and something schools, and also coffee and all sorts of food too.
Yeah, and it'll be a really fun evening, and fingers crossed the weather is kind to us and it'll be a lovely night.
I'm sure it will. Thanks, Renee, for being with us. We always enjoy talking to Siri, and they'll be back. This is probably the last one.
I think so. I think it might be. So have a lovely Christmas, and I'm sure we'll touch base in the new year.
We'll certainly be touching. Thanks to you too, Renee. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.